Our guest on ViaGars this month is Jatan Neal. She is the Weight Management Coordinator at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. She holds a master's degree in food and nutrition from the University of Georgia and is with us to talk about the program called VA Move. What exactly is VA Move?
Well, it is a nationally mandated program, so it is VA-wide. Any VA that you go to will have a MOVE program. The program does give us some autonomy on the way that we run the program at each facility, so it may be different at each facility, but at Atlanta, we have mainly group classes at the main VA and also at several of our outpatient clinics.
What is the purpose of the program?
Well, unfortunately, we have about 77% of our veterans categorized as either overweight or obese, and that excess weight does increase their risk factors for certain conditions, so diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, and the list just seems to go on and on. And so by reducing some of the weight, you can reduce some of those symptoms, lessen some of the medicines that you may be on, reduce pain, and reduce cost of care in the long run. And the ultimate goal is to increase quality of life and decrease mortality.
What are the requirements to join this program?
The only requirement is that you are currently enrolled in the services. You do have to have a BMI that is 24.99 or above, meaning that categorizes you as either being overweight or obese. But we, you know, honestly, we don't turn down anyone. If you feel like this would be a benefit for you and you feel like you need some nutrition information, some evidence-based information that can help you better manage your weight, please come and see us.
When did this program begin?
The program started nationally 2006. Here at the main VA, I honestly can't say I can remember the exact date that we started here, but it was around that same time because it was nationally mandated. So around that time, we did have the MOVE program started at the Atlanta VA. It's very easy to get enrolled. You can easily mention it to your doctors. They can complete a clinical reminder that will send you an invitation letter to our MOVE program. Or the easiest thing is we have a rolling enrollment, so meaning every Monday, except for Mondays that fall on federal holidays, we meet in the Veterans Learning Center at the main VA hospital. You don't need an appointment. You can walk right in, and we can get you enrolled into the program. And if that does not work for you, you can always give me a call, and I can leave my number.
Do you have classes as part of the program?
So we have a series of classes, and they are taught by several different disciplines. So, of course, nutrition. I'm by trade a registered licensed dietitian, so I teach one of the nutrition classes. But most of the nutrition classes are taught by the dietitians at the clinics. We also have classes taught by our recreational therapy, our therapists, and they mainly do the exercise, talk about the benefits of walking, getting physically active. We have a class taught by our pharmacists because there are a lot of over-the-counter weight loss drugs that unfortunately our, you know, veterans do turn to, and they are not usually the healthiest things for them. So they discuss those in depth, as well as they do discuss the weight loss drugs that are approved and are available at the VA. And some of our veterans, that is a good fit for them. We do have a class taught by our social worker and our psychologist to help you identify those behavioral issues. Why are you making those choices? Why late at night are you doing the eating? Are you eating more when you're stressed out? Are there certain situations that tend to lead to overeating? So that's just a basic synopsis of the different classes that we have. And like I said, they are usually group classes.
Is exercise a part of the program as well?
Yes, we do. Because we have a range of mobility with our veterans. During that class, we do mainly chair exercises. And everything that we do, the veterans can do while they are still seated. People or veterans that can do more, we show them different versions of that exercise so that they can, you know, maybe stand up or a greater intensity. But we do exercising, get them moving, and hopefully when they get home, they'll do those same type of exercises.
What is the biggest problem you face in getting veterans to get into the program and then keeping them in it?
That's a great question. I guess the biggest problem is a lot of people want to see immediate change. They want to see the pounds go off immediate. So when we do our initial class and we set those SMART goals, sometimes we do have to reevaluate those goals because the goal will be enormous. They'll say, well, we want to lose 50 pounds, you know. And that's a really big goal for just starting out the program. So the biggest problem that I would say is wanting to see immediate change, wanting the weight off immediately. And if it doesn't come off as fast as they want it, then getting discouraged and then dropping out of the program. So that would probably be the biggest one.
Have you any success stories you can tell us about?
So many. It's so hard to even pick just one, because just the other day, one of our dietitians at our clinic, outpatient clinic, emailed and said, you know, we had, she highlighted some of her veterans that had lost, you know, a total of, I think it was 30 to 40 pounds, just a very short period of time. So we see those results all the time. But one recent example that stuck out, or that is sticking out, is we had a veteran that had very limited mobility but was still able to get down, I believe down almost 12 pounds now. And not only with the weight, because we do want weight loss to happen, but we also like for you to understand that there are other signs of progress. So if medication is reduced, if blood pressure is reduced, if you can buckle your belt a little bit tighter, that is also a sign of progress. And this particular veteran saw the A1C go down from in the high 13s all the way down to a 7 in a very, very short period of time. We're talking 3 to 4 months that we saw this change. And if you ever known a diabetic or known someone that's dealt with blood sugar issues, you know that that is a number that is hard to get down, and she has been able to do it. So that probably is one of the best examples I could give, that not only do you see the weight loss, but you also see some changes in your lab work, and her outlook on life has just increased tremendously.
So there are many benefits to being in the program.
Yeah, just having a better outlook, better quality of life, being able to do certain things that you weren't able to do before. Reducing that medication is amazing to see how a person can change from the beginning to the end. They realize that they can do this. They now have the tools to do it. We've sat down with them on several occasions, and it's no longer a mystery as to how they get the weight off or how they make these changes. So they feel empowered by the end of the program.
Can veterans who are visually impaired take part in the program?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And if there is some additional assistance that is needed, we most definitely can arrange for that to happen. So you're not limited in any way. For example, the chair exercises, when we do chair exercises, I speak, or the recreational therapist speaks out the instructions as we go. And, you know, I also we'll do a visual demonstration, but we also speak everything out that we're doing to make sure that everyone can follow along.
How can veterans contact you?
There are several ways. I can leave my phone number. It is 404-321-6111, and I am at extension 3125, so don't hesitate to call. My number is out everywhere. And one other way, we do have My Healthy Vet that allows you to secure message. So if calling is not an option for you, you can easily secure message and just leave an email message to ask the dietitians and basically say, I want to get in move. We don't need any formal emails or anything like that. And we'll get in contact with you.
Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, just thank you for allowing me to come in and tell a little bit about the program. Like you said before, that's one of our things. We want to make sure that people know about the program so that they can take advantage of it. And this is just one avenue that allows us to do that. So I really appreciate that the opportunity.
We would like to thank Jatun Neal for being our guest today to talk about the VA Move program at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. The Atlanta Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research Education and Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and our neurocognitive function. The mission of GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and the social needs of older veterans through research, education, and clinical services with a special focus on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.